The Gemara says that the three aliyahs, Hani Shlosha Keneged Mi, so if Ashi says it's Keneged Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim. And the Rav explained it doesn't mean Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim, Nevi'im meaning Yeshua, Shoftim, and so on, or Ksuvim, Tilim. It means, because otherwise what relationship that does that have to Kriyas HaTorah, to the, after all, reading from Chumash? So Rav said Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim means because inherent in Torah is Nevi'im and Ksuvim as well. Because Nevuas Moshe is not worse than all the other Nevi'im. Moshe was the Adon HaNevi'im. And Ksuvim means because inherent in Torah is also, that's Kisvi HaKodesh. So it's both Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. And when the Gemara says, according to Rava, says it's Keneged Kohan Nevi'im Yisraelim, the Rav said that you see from here that having a Kohen read, be called to the Torah, and you know Levi and Yisrael, that that's not only halacha al bikidashto, as the one says in Gittin, but it's a key in the Kriyas HaTorah itself, that the Torah requires that there should be lechatchila, the oil should be a kohen Levi and Yisrael, and therefore the Rav was very makbid, never, if the, you know, to many have a meaning, there's a yotzeh to send the kohen out to have an extra aliyah. The Rav never let them do that because that's part of the lach of the Kriyas HaTorah. Beyond just the Vikidashto, it's also a kiyum in the Kriya that it should be through Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim.